I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, once again, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, coming to you nearly almost live. Okay, not really. It's recorded because it's a podcast.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We hope you enjoy the show once again. I'm running late. I'm so sorry. I really am going to try to do so much better. But actually, we did do part of the podcast on Saturday, like we were supposed to, in a regularly scheduled fashion. We did the Game Master segment, and guess what? We finally got the tech right. I got it recorded, and there's not any weird noises or stuff going on, just me and the Game Master talking back and forth. Gotta love that. Finally. Man, talk about lots of stops and starts and so forth and so on to get that right, but we finally did. So, hang in there. For the Game Master segment, we're going to have that soon. First of all, I'd like to remind you that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
If it's tech, it's right here on the Tech Podcast Network and on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And, of course, that is our podcast. Now, you can come to Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon's website at thecomputercurmudgeon.com, which, of course, is the wrong thing to play. I played the wrong... I played the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Yeah, let's try that again. thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Yeah, that's what I was supposed to play. You say, well, Dr. Bill, you're recording this. Why don't you just go back and fix it? Because I have a policy here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I do this live. If this were a live radio show, you couldn't go back and fix a mistake like that. And so the mistake stays for whatever benefit you derive from the silliness that came about because of that mistake. I just love randomness, don't you? Yeah. Anyway, so, again, I apologize for being late, but I would want to call your attention to a couple of very important things. First of all, the podcast is going on, even though it is late. Second of all, as I mentioned earlier, we're part of the Tech Podcast Network. And thirdly, because of being part of the Tech Podcast Network, we have a sponsor on the podcast that I'd like to mention, which is GoToMyPC. Now, if you have been looking for a way to get to your PC at work from home so that you don't have to get in the car and drive all the way to work just because you want to get into a spreadsheet and do something and print it out and then come all the way back home, if you want to avoid all of that, all you need is go to my PC. Then you can install it there and then come home and access your PC over the internet securely and be able to access that spreadsheet, email it, do whatever you want to with it through inter-office email, get it to your boss, even though you're down at the beach using a Wi-Fi at the Starbucks. Gotta love that. And of course, if you want to try it just to kick the tires, so to speak, and see what it would be like, you've got 30 days free. All you have to do is click on the little banner right there to the right-hand side of the page on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon's website, which you can either go to at thecomputercurmudgeon.com, as I mentioned earlier, or you can just shorten that down to drbill.cc, drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon, and then click on that link, and you will be able to get GoToMyPC absolutely free for 30 days to try, and then at a reduced price if you decide to go ahead and get it for all the great benefits that it gives you. So, there you go. Gotta love that. All right, the other thing I want to mention is, of course, if you scroll all the way to the bottom of the website at drbill.cc, there's still the opportunity to get 10% off on any purchase, new purchase from GoDaddy.com. If you're looking to register a domain, you can get $10 off by clicking through that link at the bottom of the webpage. All right. Enough with the advertisements. But that allows us, you see, to continue the podcast and to continue to add technology to the podcast. Now, one of the things that we have purchased recently, I don't know if you've if you had to put up with all the really bad audio that we had on the Game Master segment between me and my son Benjamin, the Game Master, as we tried to do the Game Master segment. We just had a terrible time using Skype. Now, I know that Leo Laporte uses Skype for This Week in Tech and all of that, and I like Skype. I'm a Skype user. Nothing wrong with that. But, man, the quality was just not good enough for Ben and I to do the podcast. So, part of what we've been able to do because of the advertising and so forth, although, to be honest, it didn't cover it so far. But hey, it's at least defraying the cost somewhat, is we were able to buy a professional mixing board and some microphones that allow us to do the interview segment on the Game Master without it being quite so bad from a noise point of view. Whew, man. So, let's play the Game Master segment theme from Mega Man, and we'll go right into the Game Master segment. Okay, we're recording.
So we are.
So, you need to speak up.
Yes, I do.
That's better.
Right.
Okay. Psych.
Psych!
You out in the end.
We like that theme song.
Yeah, and it's an odd show.
Very.
Does it seem to you that it's odder in this season than it was in last season?
They're trying to up the quality, you see. So they have to up the
quality,
odds.
No. Quality was worse. Silliness was higher.
Which is the point.
That's not quality, that's silliness.
People watch the show for, so that's quality.
Some people quit watching because of the silliness. I was listening to Slice of Sci-Fi podcast, and they were talking about they don't watch anymore because they can't stand the pure silliness, the essence.
That's the point of the show.
Well, they're not into the silliness.
They watch the show then, in the first
place?
Well,
they were giving it a shot.
Uh-huh.
And they're not into Mankiewicz either.
That's good, I guess?
That's good, yes.
Okay,
so what about Burn Notice?
Right, Burn Notice, the action comedy.
Yes, action comedy, that's a kind of a weird and new concept.
Might be the first, maybe.
At least one of the first, and I like it.
It's funny.
It's odd. It's strange and odd. And
very strange.
USA-ish, network-ish.
The, what's her name, Fiona or whatever?
Yes.
She's insane.
Yes, she likes to shoot things. Got a little bit of Jack O'Neill going on there.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have to go shoot something. Or was it blow it up?
Excuse me, I have to go blow something up.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Got to get my quotes right.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway, so you were going to tell us about Mega Man game opening up secret things.
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. I reviewed Battle Network 2, I think, last week.
Last week, yes.
Well, now I'm going to tell you about some of the secret areas of it.
There are secret areas.
Yes. After you beat the game.
It's kind of like Area 51, right?
No. After you beat the game, you can access the World 3 area.
Okay, so there's not an Area 51, but there's a World 3. It's just a smaller number. and it's not in New Mexico.
Just stop there, please. Okay. Anyway, secret area, World 3. The secret area has a bunch of viruses that are insanely tough compared to the ones that you would fight during the normal game.
Do you know that viruses are 25 years old this year?
Mega Man's pretty close to that.
First one was written in for an Apple computer.
I thought you were an Apple.
High school kid. Fruit. No, Apple fruits don't usually have computer viruses.
Yeah. Anyway.
Just bits and pieces of fairly useless information.
He's good at that.
Yeah.
Now, to gain access to the secret area.
You need a key.
Sort of. First, you have to have beaten the game.
Beaten it.
Second, you have to,
stick, bat.
What? No. Sigh. You have to have a certain number of battle chips collected.
Okay.
I think it was 150. I'd have to check on that, though.
So, if you find a bag of chips...
Battle chips.
Oh, 150 chips in a bag. I've never counted. You can't just eat one, though. Anyway, go ahead.
It's so easy to shoot him. Anyway, the first enemy you face in the secret area as a boss is Pharaoh Man.
Yes.
He actually appeared in the first game.
He was in the show, too.
Yeah,
and he was
no
like the most
the
super all-powerful
Navi.
Huh?
Actually, it's Rockman, but anyway.
They said Pharaoh Man was like supposed to
be... Yeah, Forte evolved from Pharaoh Man, so he's even more powerful in the show.
Okay, you're confusing me, so let's move on.
In the game, Forte was invented by a scientist dude, and anyway.
Wily.
No. Different scientist.
Dr. Light.
Mikhail Kosick.
See, I don't know him at all.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. The second boss of the area, which you have to have gotten the V3 Navi chip of every normal boss in the game.
Yes.
Second boss is Napalm Man.
Okay.
Napalm Man is awesome. He is also very tough.
It's because it's gooey stuff that burns and blows up.
Right.
It's always hard to deal with that.
Moving on. Once you've got 200 battle chips in your library, you gain access to Planet Man.
So he's kind of big.
Somewhat. He's the leader of the New World 3. Yeah,
big.
Thank you, I get it.
Okay.
Anyway, he was surprisingly easy. I did not think he would be that easy.
Even though he's as big as a planet?
Yeah, sure, go with that. But, you're still not done. As you're leaving the secret area, you encounter Base himself. The real one.
All your base are belong to us.
Yeah, great. He was also surprisingly easy, but then that may just be because I'm awesome. You know, Game Master and all that.
Yeah, the Game Master awesome. Yeah, I remember all those bits of...
But for beating Base, you get the all-powerful Base Navi chip, which is, like, you know, awesome.
And it's a chip.
Yeah.
So, do chips plug into, like, sockets? Do you have to have an IC remover to remove the chip?
You know what? Later today I'm going to educate you in Battle Networkness. But
yeah.
I don't have enough time in this podcast.
Okay. So, you get into the secret area.
Right.
What do you find when you get in?
Mostly blue stuff. It's all blue there.
Blue.
There's security cubes that you have to have certain licenses to get past.
Uh-huh.
You know, mystery data that contains Zenny and chips and whatever else. Of course, the bosses I mentioned. That's about it.
Okay. Odd. So you go through all this trouble to get into a room that's blue.
It's blue.
With...
And white.
Stuff in it.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds exciting.
Right.
All right, well, let's see. Was there any other geeky stuff I was going to talk to you about? We talked about... Few TV shows. We talked about Mega Man. We talked about other things. What about Naomi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting on some more shows that are going to be starting.
Including Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Superhero?
That should be fun.
You've seen Monk. I haven't seen Monk yet. Because you stayed up to some ridiculous hour last night.
It was only 12.
It was later than 12, wasn't it?
Well, it started at 12.
Started at 12, was there with one. See, he stays up way too late. I went to bed around 10:30. And...
No.
No?
No, because Psych didn't end until like 11.
Oh, good point. 11:30 then. Yeah, that's an hour later than I normally like to get to bed, but then I slept a little later. But he slept a lot later because he stayed up later. But I digress. Anyway, the point being that I will watch it because we DVR'd it.
Yeah.
And I'll get to watch it, and hopefully it won't drive me completely up the wall like Monk normally does.
It will, but it won't be Monk's fault.
Yeah. According to the commercial, he's got a lady who's also crazy.
Crazier, I'd say.
Crazier than Monk.
Yep.
Okay, that's just wrong.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, so I'll see Monk. And we got 4,400. I'm looking forward to that because the guy might get hit with some promycin.
And,
yes.
Not hit.
And, well,
no
you
sense.
Know, they're going to grab him and throw him up against a wall and shoot him with promycin.
Still injection.
It's one of those things that's got the...
Injection, yes.
Yeah, you know, but not just a needle injection, one of those air kind of gun things.
Right.
Anyway, also the Dead Zone.
Yes, Dead Zone.
I like Dead
Zone. The kid now has psychic powers.
Well, we think he does.
Probably
pretty
does.
Sure. Pretty sure, but...
I would say so.
So these are all shows we watch, and you notice the theme running through all these shows.
They're weird.
Yes.
Ah.
Weird and occasionally random.
Occasionally?
Psych is more random than others. What you think about them avoiding the guy in the power wheelchair with throwing themselves up against the wall?
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of thing that was just a little over the top.
I'm surprised Gus went with that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the smart one.
I'm not sure either one of them qualify. Okay, well, we're just about out of time since we've gone 10 minutes and 26 seconds so far. So, any parting words?
Psych!
You out in the end.
Or something.
We started with that.
Yeah, we did.
Good place to end. Okay. Well, there you go, the Game Master segment, and you gotta admit the audio quality was just way better this time around than it was last time. Oh, yeah. So there you go. A lot of people tend to enjoy the repartee between the Game Master and myself. And I kind of enjoy it myself. It's a lot of fun. All right, let's go to the blog. The blog, of course, which is at drbill.cc. Right after the last podcast, the first item is this the open source version of the iPhone? It's an open source phone called OpenMoco. Moco. It sounds very chocolatey, doesn't it? Anyway, it is open source, and open source hardware and software. Very, very cool. Check it out. See what you think. An open source version of the iPhone. Kind of a neat idea. All right, the next thing is SysAdmin Day is coming. Plan now. We're even closer today than the day that I originally wrote this post on the blog about SysAdmin Day. You need to be kind to your system administrator. I'm personally a system administrator at High Point Regional Health Services. And, you know, as system administrators, we don't get a lot of credit sometimes. We sit in the back room with our machines and keep coaxing them and rubbing the top of the machine and making sure that it works for you. And there you are out there just using the services of the server, and you don't even think about the fact that we're back there keeping the machine running and happy. So one day a year, on July 27th, That's the official SysAdmin Appreciation Day. We would encourage you to do something nice for your SysAdmin. We like cookies. We also like Jolt Cola and a lot of very highly caffeinated beverages. So, check out the website for the official SysAdmin Appreciation Day, which I have a link to in the blog. It's sysadminday.com. Check it out because you do want to appreciate your system administrator. All right, my friend Chucky sent me an email that says, Dr. Bill, please tell all of your listeners and all of your blog folks that internet radio is about to be destroyed. You know, this has been an issue that a lot of folks have been talking about, how Congress passed a bill, and it's been signed into law, that basically ups the fees for internet broadcasters, internet radio, requiring them to pay exorbitant fees for the use of music in their shows. And, you know, most of these guys are doing it for the love of internet radio, the love of technology, and they just don't have a whole lot of money. So a lot of these private, you know, internet radio stations are probably going to be knocked off the air because of this. But it did get passed, and you know, he was asking, please send an emergency email to help stop this. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. It didn't get stopped. But they are going to try to rethink it, maybe make those fees a little more reasonable. But right now, the day appears to be dark. I saw that This Week in Tech, the title of their episode this week is The Day the Music Died. You know, kind of like the old Don McLean song, American Pie. You know, this is the day the music died. Well, Monday was the day that a lot of internet radio stations went off the air because of that issue of taxation, essentially, basically having to pay fees, but the government requiring internet broadcasters to pay these fees. Just kind of grumpy. Anyway, as you heard me mention during the Game Master segment there, viruses are 25 years old. That's hard to believe. 25 years ago, a young guy basically got an Apple computer and decided, wouldn't it be fun to write a program? Now, he was just a ninth grader at the time, Richard Skrinta. He got an Apple II for Christmas, and he started playing with it and trying to trick his friends using the machine. And so he ended up writing what was actually the first computer virus. It was on an Apple computer, amazingly enough. And he got it to where it would copy itself on the floppy disk that students used on the system. And the first virus was called the Elk Cloner. You know, and it put up a message on the screen that said, Elk Cloner, the program with a personality. It will get on all your disks. It will infiltrate your chips. Yes, it's Cloner. It will stick to you like glue. It will modify RAM too. Send in the Cloner. Yeah. And from those humble beginnings, we've had many, many, many computers destroyed because of viruses. Somehow, even if you were a ninth grader, I don't think you'd want your name to go down in history as the first person to write a computer virus. Not good. No. Well, as I mentioned, the podcast is, of course, late, but we won't belabor that point. That was the next item in the blog. The next item is... yes! The Geek Software of the Week. And this Geek Software of the Week is a good one. Most of them are, because they're free, mostly. This one is totally free, but some Geek Software of the Weeks I have waived that requirement that it be free if it's truly amazingly mind-bogglingly useful. This is truly amazingly mind-bogglingly useful and is still free. So, whoa, that's good. What it is Easy Cleaner. Now, I used to use a registry cleaner, which shall remain nameless, that for many, many, many more years than I probably care to admit, I used on computers to try to fix them because it did a really good job of cleaning the registry. Now, this was pre-XP, pre-ME, pre-98. Let's just stop there. It goes way back, and I used it, and it did a great job. But the author of that particular program decided to take it to the next level, shall we say, and started charging for that program. Now, that's his privilege, not against that at all, but when he did that, he also made it much, much harder to use. So he made it harder to use, and he charged for it, and I just said, no, I don't think so. So, you know, you need to have something to clean your registry to get rid of all those entries that are just no longer useful anymore. CCleaner does a good job of that as well, but this one is really engineered to do exactly that, work on your registry. It's called EasyCleaner. It also will allow you to specifically remove your programs that maybe you're out on your system that you didn't install, in other words, some adware. It'll find duplicate files on your disk, so if you got two really huge files, but they're exactly the same, it will find those duplicates and allow you to delete one of them. Remove unnecessary files from your system. You know, these are things like old log files and files that are just not used. They're just out there and you don't care anything about them. Old dumps, you know, memory dumps and things that just clutter up your disk but aren't useful anymore. It'll remove those. It'll clean your shortcuts. You know, these are all selected options that you can do using EasyCleaner. So, and it does a whole lot more. It'll display what's going on at PC startup and allow you to remove those options. Just a neat, neat program that I would encourage you to check out. I've got a link right there in the blog, and I would encourage you to use that link because his website is, shall we say, not easy to go to. He does have a warning on his website that basically says that the website that he registered originally for EasyCleaner has been essentially stolen out from under him. I'm not sure how all that happened, but those folks are now charging for this free software, which is, of course, bad. And so he has a very long and involved weird website address that his latest versions and free version is available at. So I've got that link right there in the blog. You can check on it and use that. Now, last item for the podcast this week that I just blogged about today, Microsoft is patenting the most thorough adware system you have ever seen. Yes, indeed. What it will do is right down at the operating system level, they intend to scan your entire hard drive, and it will calculate your interests based on what you have on your hard drive, and then it will offer up advertising that it will be targeted directly at you. It's like the most ultimate evil adware you could possibly imagine, and it's going to be built into Windows. I'm sure you can't wait for that. Give me a break. You've got to be kidding. But Microsoft has, they're so serious about it, they have patented this adware delivering system. They describe it as a multifaceted, robust ad-delivering system that lives on a user's computer, whether we integrate it into the OS or with applications. Yeah, give me a break. Talking about something that's going to move people over to Linux. Wow. Anyway, that's Microsoft for you. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're just about out of time. I would encourage you to join us again for the next podcast. Hopefully, we'll get that one done at the regular time so that I won't be so sheepishly saying, I'm sorry, it's so late. I really am. But until then, I guess we're out of here. Remember that the doctor is so out of here.